In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was made flesh and became the Word alive. Today, His words are being shared by the radio ministry of Clinton and Sarah Utterbach, sponsored by the Redeeming Love Christian Center of Nanuet, New York. Join Clinton and Sarah Utterbach now on Listen to Jesus.
Listen to Jesus. Say what Jesus said. Keep looking at Jesus. And do what Jesus did, and it will turn your life around. And you will turn this world around.
Hello out there. I'm Clinton Utterbach.
I'm Sarah Utterbach.
We're going to be starting a message this week on Chosen to Benefit Others from the pastoral series of messages that we've been doing for some time. But before we do that, honey, why don't you pray?
Father, it is our desire to do what is pleasing in your sight, to honor you by making sure that those things that you've assigned for us to do will be done with your anointing and for your glory. We pray for our president, the vice president, all of the elected and appointed officials. And as we do this, we're seeking your will to be done in this country and in their lives. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name.
The message that we're talking about this week, the Apostle Paul starts out, as he does in many of his letters, calling himself an apostle of Jesus Christ. But in this particular message, he says, by the will of God. And so we have discussed in this week of messages, every pastor or every leader ought to be chosen by the will of God and not by some organization. And so Paul was establishing himself as an apostle by the will of God and chosen to benefit others. And would you read with me in whatever translation you have from 2 Timothy, the first chapter, beginning at verse 1. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Paul,
an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus.
To Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in your grandmother, Lois, and your mother, Eunice, and I am persuaded that in you also. Wherefore I put you in remembrance that you stir up the gift of God which is in you by the putting on of my hands. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. I think we'll just stop there because there's a lot to be said on those few verses so far. According to a survey in my Bible, 2 Timothy is the last in order of the three pastoral epistles, 1 Timothy, Titus, and 2 Timothy. And in this second letter, Paul enumerates four separate charges to Timothy, which take up the entire letter. So as we go through, we will identify the charge that was given. But right now, I want to deal with his salutation and his prayer. He begins his salutation by identifying himself as an apostle of Jesus Christ, but he says, by the will of God. Now, one of the reasons Mary Frances Varallo is a guest in our pulpit as often as she is because the Holy Spirit is calling our attention to God's plans and God's purposes and not our own. You understand that? The ministry of a prophet confirms what the Holy Spirit is saying, but also instructs us in how to become sensitive to his voice. I am totally convinced that when God told Brother Hagin, go teach my people faith, one of the things that has not been stressed enough has been how to be led by the Spirit of God. Now, Brother Hagin taught it, but everybody else that heard Brother Hagin teach this ran off with the faith part of it, and it didn't run off with the how to be led by the Spirit of God.
So we find ourselves in a position today where people have told us you can have this, you can have what you say, you can write your own ticket with God, and all those things are true, but they're true if you fellowship with God and get his mind on the thing. Hello. So what has happened over the period of this last 25 years? You have had people try to do what Brother Hagin did, and they don't listen to Brother Hagin. And every time something miraculous or unusual happened in his life, he has prefaced it by saying, "And the Lord said to me, the Lord told me, the Lord told me to go to Tulsa, the Lord told me to start the church, the Lord told me, the Lord spoke and said." And every time the Lord spoke and said, the Lord backed up what he said. The Lord told us to go to Rhema Bible Training Center. Last thing in the world I wanted to do, my wife came to me and told me 2 years before that we were going into ministry. And I stopped calling her by her first name at that point. I said, "Utterback, I said, you go and preach. I'm going to stay here on my job. So when you ain't got nowhere to preach, you have somewhere to sleep."
First she said, "We who?"
Yeah, I knew she couldn't be talking about me. But then we went to a convention in Anaheim, California. You've heard us tell this story, but bears repeating. Because it was in my sleep at night that the still small voice of the Spirit of God said to me, "It seems to me when you had that choir of yours back in the 60s, if you had gotten funded by the National Council on the Arts like you were trying to, you'd have left that job and never looked back." He did not say, "Isn't the ministry more important than the choir?" But he didn't have to. And then he said, "There is no man that has left houses and land, mothers and fathers, and so on and so forth, that shall not receive in this lifetime with persecutions 100-fold. And the persecutions, we made the decision to go to the Rhema Bible Training Center, and the persecution began as soon as I got home. A dissecting aneurysm of the main aorta, which is supposed to kill you quick and dead. But it didn't kill me. My body couldn't stand the pain, and it wanted to die. My spirit never wanted to die, and my spirit stood up in that bedroom with pain radiating into every parts of my body till you couldn't tell where it was coming from. And my spirit man said, 'Devil, you can't kill me,' with a stricken voice that's in pain. I said, 'Cause I know too much. You waited too long. It's too late. You can't kill me.'"
Went to one convention. He knew too much. Did you hear what I said? That was our first convention. And he just got through telling the devil, "I know too much." He'd been to the meeting 6 days or 7 days. But if that's what you have,
that's what you
have. Go with that. You know too much. You know that you're not supposed to just be taken out like that, especially
but I don't want to miss
when you get called to the ministry.
That's the point.
Yes.
Paul said, "I am an apostle by the will of God."
Yes, glory. Glory.
"According to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus." Mm-hmm. I became a minister of the gospel by the will of God, not by my will. And the devil immediately confirmed what God was saying by trying to kill me. So what did I know? I knew that there was something up the road because he's trying to take me out. He had up until that time 47 years to take me out. And he didn't do it. Why wait till now? Something's up. And God says that no man has left houses and land. And I left houses and land. We left houses. We left a house. Forgot how many bedrooms it was. Okay. 2-car garage, 3-bedroom house, 2 cars in the garage, 2 good jobs, 1 with the government, mine, hers with IBM. And we left it. But the Spirit has said there is no man that has left houses or lands and mothers, and we left her mother. Yep. Mothers and fathers.
Left children.
And children that shall not receive in this lifetime with persecutions a hundredfold. The persecutions came first, and the hundredfold is running me down. And I wanted to tell you that because when Paul says he was an apostle by the will of God, it infers not the will of man, nor not even his own will. Listen to me careful. Not the will of man, not even his own will, wanting to be an apostle. Because today is the day, this present period of time in which we live, in which it is imperative that we all become sensitive to the voice of the Spirit of God more than ever. There are opposing, conflicting voices being heard by more and more sophisticated means of communication. And there are, as Paul expressed in his first letter that we went over not too long ago, many who are giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. So what seems like an innocent salutation by Paul, I'm an apostle by the will of God, really points Timothy to that which Paul has been stressing all the time. False prophets and false teachers are going to rise, and they need to be identified by the wisdom of the Spirit. True apostles, true evangelists, true prophets, true pastors and teachers will be chosen by the will and purpose of God. And how will we know them? By their fruit and by the Spirit.
We feel honored that God has granted us the privilege of bringing you today's message. Our commitment to share the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ deepens daily.
Listen to Jesus is heard on 5 of the earth's 7 continents, but there is still more land to be possessed for the kingdom of God. In Matthew 28:19, Jesus gave the directive to go into all the world and make disciples of men. We were motivated to do just that through the Listen to Jesus broadcasts.
If you're interested in a cassette copy of this week's broadcast, send in $6, making your checks and money orders payable to Redeeming Love Christian Center.
If you live in the United States, you may also use your Visa or MasterCard by calling our toll-free number at 888-490-RLCC. That's 888-490-RLCC. If you have access to the internet, you may listen to the broadcast at any time on www.redeeminglovecc.org. That's www.redeeminglovecc.org.
And if the teaching you hear on this program is having a positive effect on your life, you have an opportunity and a spiritual responsibility to join us as co-laborers by becoming a regular contributor.
When you give, God blesses you with a financial return according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
Mail all of your correspondence and make your financial contributions payable to Redeeming Love Christian Center, Post Office Box 577, Nanuet, N-A-N-U-E-T, New York, 10954. Once again, that's Redeeming Love Christian Center, Post Office Box 577, Nanuet, N-A-N-U-E-T, New York, 10954. And remember to include the call letters of this station when you write. Until next time, this is Clinton Utterbach.
I'm Sarah Utterbach.
And we're reminding you, God is alive and well,
and His word will work for you.